The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The government's newest tool for warrantless privacy invasion of your privacy, which is a passion of mine. I just really want to be left alone. My libertarian opinions are, I just want just people to leave me alone, and let me live my life. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you, Doc?
I'm doing well. Tell me about dirt boxes. What is this?
Yeah, it's a really bizarre name, and they actually go by a lot of different names. You'll hear them called cell site simulators.
Okay.
You'll hear them called stingrays. And essentially what they are is they are these devices that mimic cell phone towers, and they trick nearby cell phones into sharing data with them. That includes your geolocation data, so the government can pinpoint exactly where you are. They have the ability to intercept your phone calls and text messages, although DOJ has advised law enforcement agencies not to do that, but they still collect the metadata and they still collect the geolocation data indiscriminately.
So this would be like, so they basically set up their own tower that they use as a receiver, so they get all that data flying around. Is that it?
Yeah, and it pretends to be a tower and tricks all these different phones into sharing data with it every 6 to 15 seconds, so they can pinpoint exactly where you are to within a few seconds.
And the government has these in play right now. The federal government has these installed right now in some places?
In Texas.
Yeah, so 13 federal agencies, according to the ACLU, use them, as well as 26 states have used them in some sort of capacity, whether with a state or local law enforcement agency.
Do we know if they're
originally?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do we know? Yeah, do we know if they are temporary or are there some that are just standard now? Do they leave them up?
Yeah, they're pretty standard. The case I wrote about in Texas, the Texas National Guard equipped two of their RC-26 military planes with these devices, and they're just flying overhead. I mean, it costs $373,000 in civil asset forfeiture funds to put these on these planes, and they're really hush about what they're using them for. They're saying counter-narcotics, but there's a lot of suspicion about what's actually being collected there.
Okay, first of all, if they're using these for civil asset forfeiture, which is a whole other discussion and how much I despise and how wrong that is, that's a whole other thing. So the privacy concern is bad enough. So do we know how many there are nationwide, ballpark? Is there 10 of them? Is it every area of the country is having some of this? I guess anywhere you are, if you share information or you call somebody in that area, you'd be pinged, right?
Yeah, and it's really tough to know exactly how many there are, because there's so much secrecy around the contracts that local law enforcement will sign with the manufacturers of these devices. So the ACLU was able to figure out that 26 states use them in some capacity, whether that's the state or local police. And then the New York Civil Liberties Union was able to find out that the NYPD have used them over 1,000 times since 2008, all without a warrant.
Okay, there's the key right there. There's the money. It has to be with a warrant. The reason we have a system where you must get a warrant is to protect privacy rights. But most of us recognize law enforcement at times will need to eavesdrop on people. But unfortunately, certainly when it comes to the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government, we have thrown that out. What with the FISA courts and stuff, where when you look at the history of the FISA court going all the way back decades, that a fraction of 1% have been turned down. That even that, mm-hmm. where they do get warrants, it's a rubber stamp. They just go, okay, sure.
Exactly. And with the case of dirt boxes, cell site simulators, stingrays, whatever you want to call them, even when you have a warrant, these are pretty troubling devices, because it's not only collecting the data from that number that you have the warrant for. It's collecting data from any phone that's nearby. So it's scooping up a lot of innocent people in the process.
Yeah, I never thought about that. But think about years ago, if the FBI was, investigating some mobster or something, so they bugged his phone. Yeah, they would likely, you know, catch some other people who are just calling that restaurant that the mobster owned, you know, ordering chicken parm to go. So you're going to get a handful of those people.
Chicken too good.
Right. But now when you're talking about a tower like this, you're not talking about, you know, 50 people who called the restaurant over the course of a week or so. You're talking about 50,000 people every week.
Exactly. And these have been built by defense contractors. These are meant for actual foreign investigations. Harris Corporation is one of the biggest manufacturers of these. These were never intended for law enforcement use, and now they are being pretty routinely used for such mundane things as there was a case in Maryland where police used it to track down a guy who stole $60 worth of food. And they're scooping up all these other people in the process. It's just...
Well, by all means, let's prioritize him, right?
Exactly. Don't worry about the actual violent criminals.
What do you say to the people that are like, listen, if you haven't done anything, you got nothing to worry about. They might check your data, but you really got nothing to worry about if you really didn't do anything. And if this, as mundane as it may be, $60 is $60 if this guy stole it, right?
Right. And the best counter argument to that is think about how much intimate information you have on your phone, even if you're not doing anything wrong. A lot of people do online banking now. All your monetary information is there. All your conversations with your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your significant other. And they have, like I said, DOJ has advised them not to collect that, but these devices still have the ability to do so. So if you get a bad actor in a local law enforcement agency or in a federal law enforcement agency, they have the capabilities to do so.
Yeah, and by the way, some of it they can't turn off. They're just going to get it, even if they don't want it. Right?
Exactly.
It's a wide net. This is great information, Dan. Please keep us posted on this. I'll tweet out a link to the story so people can see it. This cannot be no. This has got to be hell no. We've got to speak with one voice and say this is absolutely, positively wrong and anti-constitution.
I completely agree, Doc.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it. I'll tweet out the link to that and also your Twitter account. It's at Kinger_Liberty, @Kinger_Liberty, and I'll share the story as well. Cal, to your point, it's a couple of things. It's the extreme where we become Minority Report.
Right.
You have that fear.
Don't you want to capture terrorists, Doc? You want to let the terrorists
right,
go?
Right.
This is how we capture
That's the
terrorists.
Argument. That's always been it. Number two, it's that it gets used for things like civil asset forfeiture. And then three, like he said, that we have personal information that gets caught up in it. Cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. I have that exchange, the app on my phone. You can, you know, take part and, you know, share that. It can be stolen. Some government worker uses it, steals stuff or whatever. All of that's out there right now. The argument, and whenever you hear somebody say, well, if you don't have anything to fear, you won't fear, blah, blah, is a bogus argument. That is used by progressives, even progressive Republicans. The progressive Republicans like your Lindsey Grahams, your John Kasichs, the governor of Ohio, your Mike Huckabees, who still want control, just like the progressive Democrats, they just want their type of control. I want none. I want you to live your life as you see fit so far as you're not infringing my rights or anybody else's. And that's what America's about, and that's what the Constitution was about. Live your life. Don't infringe anybody else's. They're wrong about all this.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.